On a recent morning, airfield operations employee Larry Creel spots a potential problem and alerts Kathy Boyles, DFW's wildlife biologist.
What we're looking at is this morning we had a multiple bird strike on 36 right, six pigeons.
This bird strike, like most, caused little or no damage to the plane, but the half dozen pigeons weren't so lucky. And the big concern is that the remaining flock will settle near another flight path.
What we're doing is we're in the process of moving one cannon from the north end down to the south.
Propane cannon,
to keep them moving out of the area.
Boyles hops into a vehicle and heads towards runway 36 right.
What's your location, please?
Between 36 right and 36 left.
She wants to look at removing vegetation that may have attracted the birds. She's glad to see the propane cannon they've deployed, a noisemaker, has caused the pigeons to move. It's a cylinder that sets on the ground, and when a small amount of propane gas is fed into the tube and ignited, it creates an explosive sound that's blown out of the barrel's open end.
It startles them and it makes them uncomfortable with staying here, so they'll move somewhere else.
Boyle's job is to keep birds and other wildlife away from the aircraft. She knows it's the feathered flyers, not the planes, that usually lose out when they crash into each other, but not always.
Bird strike, he lost all engine. He lost the thrust in the engines. He's returning immediately.
Seared into the memory of many is what happened to U.S. Airways Flight 1549 5 years ago. The jet, with 155 passengers aboard, hit a flock of geese. Pilot Sully Sullenberger radioed that he was ditching the plane in the Hudson River.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
He recalled that moment in 2009 during an interview on KERA's Think with Chris Boyd.
My first thoughts were very human ones of disbelief. When we struck the birds and the engines began to roll back and began to lose thrust, it felt like the bottom fell out of our world. It felt like the forward momentum of the airplane nearly stopped.
Miraculously, everyone survived, and Sullenberger became a national hero. But the Federal Aviation Administration says wildlife strikes, mostly birds, have killed more than 250 people worldwide and destroyed over 229 planes since 1988.
These are live detections of birds moving on or around the airport, according to density.
At DFW, Kathy Boyles looks at a screen with an image of the sprawling airport that's the size of Manhattan.
Green means it's a lighter or smaller bird, and red goes on to heavier or flocks of birds.
She's watching avian radar, an experimental tool that allows her to pinpoint the type and number of birds that are gathering.
If we're looking at a bird at a certain altitude, what size it might be, we also get a sense of what direction that bird is moving into so that we know if we need to go out and disperse that bird away from, say, air traffic.
Boyle says the propane cannons are only one of many effective sound launchers that can do that. She also fires a variety of pyrotechnic shells from a special handgun. Each has a unique sound aimed at dispersing specific species.
That's a screamer. That's the whistler.
And when there are flocks of birds that don't respond to sound, Boyles may call in the falconers. She remembers how effective it was to release a falcon at nightfall when thousands of blackbirds had roosted in the airport's live oaks.
The birds have let down their guard by now. They think they're there for, you know, the night and they're safe, and you release a predator into their midst and they're gone.
Last year, doves led the list of 333 birds that collided with DFW planes.
I've got in here a female painted bunting, and this was five.
Boyles keeps the carcasses in a 4-by-2-foot freezer in labeled bags.
Meadow larks are a very common species here. Dove pigeons are extremely common. We do have the occasional grackle or blackbird as well.
She sends unidentified birds to the Smithsonian and voluntarily reports the casualties to the FAA's Bird Strike Database. The FAA's national wildlife biologist, John Weller, says the information coming from more than 2,500 airports is helping the agency pin down the threat.
We understand that 63% of all birds that are struck, that occurs during the daytime. Most strikes occur actually during the landing of flight instead of the takeoff phases. The landing phases are quieter. The engines are spooling down, and the birds do not detect them as much.
At DFW, this is the high season for bird strikes. In July and August, baby birds are learning to fly. Avian Radar will help Kathy Boyles identify their favorite gathering spots and remove vegetation that attracts them. And if that's not enough to keep them out of the flight path, there's always this. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.